My Duchess, today is the 13th of June, 1971, and this will be the last tape I will make from Vietnam, because I shall be home this time next week. Oh, again, it has been a rather hectic week. Let's see, I talked to you. Today's the 13th. It's Sunday today. I was trying to think. I talked to you. We were traveling all week. I have had Sue Bradshaw with me. I think I mentioned that. She is my temporary replacement, at least. And most of this week, we've done a lot of traveling, Duchess. All day last Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Thursday, we were traveling to Tuiwa, Futai, Pleiku. I was showing Sue the service clubs here in Military Region 2. And that's very tiring, because transportation being what it is, you spend a great deal of time checking and calling, going to the airport, and then sitting and waiting for hours. Also, the weather has been a bit bumpy, so we had a couple of good bumpy rides, which is kind of fun, really. I enjoy the bumps. Don't particularly like some of the rainstorms we fly in and out of, because most of the aircraft is very small, and after an hour and a half of bouncing around, you get a little tired of it. Anyway, it's been busy. And then, let's see, yesterday morning, we work half a day on Saturday, and yesterday morning the office had a little party for me. It was right in our office. The telephone is ringing outside, and I'm listening to it, and usually I don't answer it. It's still ringing. Anyway, we had a very nice little party. The gals in the office, Alice, Sue, and Harriet, Donna, I had a little table set up with a cake made for me, and everybody in the command area had been invited to stop by and say goodbye, and many, many did, and Colonel Pence came and presented me with a little plaque. It's very nice. It's a little plaque with the flag of Vietnam and the flag of the United States, and a little map of Vietnam, and just a little plaque wording the time that I have been in this command. So I thought that was kind of nice. As I say, many of the people came by, and they took many pictures. I hope I get to see some. Then we've had some parties in the evenings here. Oh, it's really been kind of hectic. A number of people are leaving, Duchess, around this time, an awful lot of people. Bill Benoit, who was one of the men of the G4 section, he left yesterday morning, came by to say goodbye, and it's when the favorites go that you can't help but feel sad, at least for a few minutes. And Bill was very, very good to us. Just couldn't help but like him. And so it gets, you know, you go through this so many times, you say goodbye, knowing that chances are you will never see them again. And so it becomes a little bit sad, particularly when you have so many in a row here. Oh, this whole summer, within the next month, almost this entire command is going to change, which is pretty unusual. But meanwhile, while everybody's going, of course, we're having all these drinking parties that night. And wow, I'll tell you, you have to literally hide. I mean, if you come up to your room here, they're looking for you. Where else can you go? And so on Mondays and Friday nights, we have happy hour. And Friday night was Bill's last evening here. And his request was for me to wear a pair of hot pants. You know, it was his request that I buy a pair of hot pants in Hawaii. Well, I bought a pair. And so Friday night, I wore my hot pants to the happy hour, which is on the roof. And it's beautiful up there, Duchess. You can't believe the gorgeous scenery we have here. You know, every time I look at it, I just, and everybody says the same thing. You couldn't believe, no way that we were in a war zone, and we're not really, not here. We're right on the ocean, the China Sea, and for miles and miles there's beautiful, beautiful beaches, palm trees, gorgeous sunsets. It's never cold enough that you need a sweater, ever. You, every time, you know, just sleeveless is fine. Just unbelievable. And so it's very lovely having these happy hours up there. I will stay here. I'm in the train, and I will leave here Tuesday morning. That means I can have one more happy hour here. Monday night we will have a happy hour, and that will be my expense. When you leave your last night, you usually keep the bar open and pay the bill. It could be as much as $40, $50, but for happy hour, maybe it won't even be that, because then prices are half price, see, happy hour. And that's the usual tradition, and so I will do the same, as Bill did last Friday night. And then Tuesday morning, I will leave with Sue, I'll take her with me, and go down to UCV. And we have a meeting Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. And I was very fortunate because I asked John Shin, who's the Lieutenant Colonel in Protocol, if I could get a plane Tuesday morning. He says, sure, Anne, anything. They're really great at times. Sometimes they drive me crazy, but other times, you know. So he laid on, you're supposed to be a full colonel to get a U-21. And he laid on a U-21 for us Tuesday morning. So we'll get there just in time for the meeting, which will make Jane very happy. And then, and that will be sad, Duchess, leaving here. It really will be, because these people have been very close to me the last few months, very, very close. And they all make it very hard because they keep coming by and saying, you can't go, you know, we don't want you to go. What's going to happen when you go? Well, I've tried to stimulate a little social activity here, and it's worked out beautifully. Of course, the party that was last week, and it makes it very difficult. Anyway, on Tuesday, Jane is playing a little dinner, you know, going out to dinner for the staff people. And I'm sure Beth will be down from First Corps, and Charmaine will be up, and Vera and Betty, myself, Sue. And we'll all go to dinner. And then on Wednesday, which is the 16th, Jane is having a party for me in Vera's trailer. Well, not just Jane, but I mean the Vera and Betty. And General Ersano, who is our AG General at UCV, he has accepted an invitation. He said he's anxious to see me. Well, he's always been very pleasant, you know. And so here we're going to have this party on Wednesday. I'm not real excited, Duchess. It would be nice, and I think it's nice of the gals to do it. But I haven't been close with those people in 6 months. And but still and all, it will be nice because there are some real fine people there also. And then Thursday I will clear, do all my clearing paperwork. And I don't know yet whether I'll go to Saigon on Thursday or early Friday. I must be there by 7:30 Friday morning. Our plane leaves here about 9:20. Anyway, it'll be another 4 week. And so today, right now, I stopped everything. I'm in the middle of packing. Oh, how I hate this packing. You can't believe it. Everybody is nervous for me because I haven't packed yet, you know. Well, I have today and tomorrow, because I never have had more than one day to pack. And, of course, I must go to Long Bend and pack again on Wednesday. I must pack all that. I have all those salad bowls and my picture, my painting. For the next couple of days, I will be packing. I have to move, you know, from two places, see, here and Long Bend, because I've been living with double quarters, which makes it twice as difficult. So I don't even know if I have one, two cardboard boxes. My suitcases are here, and I have two footlockers down there. I don't know if those footlockers will be enough. Anyway, and then my refrigerator, I sold it to Alice. She's so happy to get it. She really is. And when they take my things over to Whole Baggage Monday morning, tomorrow morning, and then they can move the refrigerator. So, anyway, that's about the size of what we're doing here. The other night, what was it, Friday night, I guess? I don't know, Thursday night maybe, we all went to dinner. the G4 friends, and there are about five of them, six of them, who are so fine, really wonderful people. They took Alice and Sue and I, and we went over to Fagot's, which is a very popular restaurant in town. And we had lovely, lovely lobster dinners, and then came back and more or less had a party. Oh, that was Thursday night, yeah. We stayed up till about 1 o'clock in the morning singing, Duchess. And I mean singing. We just sang every song that has been written since 1802. And by the end of that evening, I didn't have any voice left. But it was a lot of fun. Everybody enjoyed it. And it was certainly was a full day. And particularly since Sue and I had been flying all that day. I think it was Thursday, or maybe it was Friday. I don't know. These days just seem to go one into another, you know? And, but as I say, everybody leaving, everybody partying, and wow, you have to have the stamina of a herd of horses. Anyway, we're into Sunday. Whoops, there goes that telephone that keeps ringing. This is a very popular floor. All the enlisted men who run this, the bar and the kitchen and everything, live up here, and the phone rings constantly. Anyway, I received your letter yesterday, Duchess. That was your current letter. At least I know you are well aware of the flight schedule that I should be arriving on. And of course, if any changes happen, I will call you from San Francisco. I do realize it will be quite an effort.